Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Healthy Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina Horan. We've got a great one today. I'm so excited to interview Ms. Sabrina Cicere. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
So I'm going to talk a little bit about you to start. You are the author of If It's Not One Thing, It's a Mother. You're also the owner and founder of Immunity Health in the Villages, and you're a contributing writer for Healthy Living Magazine.
Yes.
Are you excited? Do you love doing that, by the way?
I do.
Awesome.
All of it.
Of course. So I had so much fun doing research on you, and I met a lot of people who know you. And one of the main themes that people said about you was force of nature, force of nature. Oh, Sabrina, she's a force of nature. And I'm curious, why do you think that is?
I don't know for sure. I've always had a lot of energy, and I think that it's almost a blessing and a curse that everything that I go at has urgency. So if it's a great idea, not necessarily all the time has it worked out that I try to run with it. But I think that's kind of why they would say that. You know, as soon as we come up with something, it's like, all right, Lynn, let's start it now.
And these were some of your longtime friends and associates. So, I mean, I'm just wondering, you know, is that kind of what you do with people that you've just met? Or is that how you are in life at the grocery store, you know, with all your friends or all of it?
Yeah, pretty much everywhere.
Okay, perfect.
Everywhere, strangers in the story.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Yeah. So one of the things that I really loved was reading the new inaugural Healthy Living Magazine, and it's called The Motherlode. That's sort of your contribution. And you talk about balance in a life of chaos, and you do have a very large family. So I'd like to start by talking about your family. You have six kids. You fostered kids with husband Joe. So let's start with your family and sort of the dynamic of how that all started.
Okay, well, it didn't start out to have the plan to have as many kids as we do, but after a couple kids, we decided we knew we wanted to have more, so we adopted internationally. We have our daughter Mia. We got her when she was just 10 months old.
Okay.
That added a bit of chaos, but it was still okay because my oldest was 13, then I had an 8-year-old, and then here came Mia. So that was still okay, but a few years later, we wanted to have more kids, probably just one more, but then we decided we would foster. That opened up the door to where we ended up with three kids, two newborns, and then another 2-year-old at the same time, which we ended up being able to adopt those. And that was definitely something new for us because these were close together. 2-year-old, newborn, newborn, oh my gosh. It brought on a whole new meaning of chaos for sure.
Right. So you do have adult children, and you have daughters and a son. Or talk about, you know, how many, like, what are the ages and how does that dynamic work out for you?
Okay. The kids range from 32 is my oldest and down to my youngest is 10. The oldest and the youngest are both girls. We've got 3 girls and 3 boys.
Wow.
My middle girl's in college at UF. She'll finish up. Actually, I think she just got her news that she's going to grad school. So she'll be going another couple of years and finishing up there. And then I've got 3 boys. My oldest son is 26. He works in our family business, electrical works. And then the 2 youngest boys are 12 and 10. And they recently just went back to school. I was doing homeschool with them as well. But that wasn't working.
And tell me why that wasn't working. Did that just interfere with sort of your career, your business, or just what was that all about?
Yeah, I mean, patience. I pulled them out. I think it was timely. You know, with COVID going on, I felt better with them coming home. And some of the changes in the way the schools were trying to educate also had me bring them home. I wanted to have my hand and my control in that. But yeah, it just wasn't something I wanted to do. I mean, I could say that work and all that was, it all played a part. But really, just if I'm being honest, I wasn't cut out for it.
So your eldest daughter, you had her when you were quite young. Do you have, what is the relationship with her and how is that nurtured through the years?
It's good. I grew up a lot having her. I was 20, you know, when she was born and had been through a divorce, actually going through a divorce at the time. So I raised her as a single parent for a while with a lot of help from my parents. And it's been ups and downs. You know, the oldest daughter, she's very headstrong. And has her own view of things, different than my own. Mm-hmm. But we have a good relationship. I have 2 grandkids with her, and
oh,
she's actually working with me now. First time she's ever worked with me, which I thought that would be tough, but it's turned out to be really good. It's bringing us closer together. She's understanding more of why I'm the way I am, and I think a little bit more respect there instead of pushing against me.
Right, so when you say why I am the way I am, let's expand on that a little bit. So mother-daughter relationship, also you have a mother, so there's mother-daughter, 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 and on down the line. What do you think her perspective was when she was younger, and bouncing off what you just said, what is it now with your daughter?
Well, I was nicknamed by her growing up the warden. So I was very strict, very regimented, big on respect. You know, just like in my book, I talk about old school parenting. That's the way that I've raised the kids, and I'm not their friend. I never wanted to be her friend. I felt like she had a place with her friends to talk about certain things, but I didn't want to be that person. I feel like that's one of the things that's probably going wrong with a lot of the mother relationships with their children, is that they feel like they need to be their friend, and you don't. They'll have plenty of friends. They only have one mother relationship, and I've stayed stern to keep that the way it is. I mean, she doesn't cuss in front of me. Simple little things. She just respects me. And she thought that was bad, and now she sees that in the way that my life has rolled out and the way I run a business, that it's a good thing. It turns out that she respects it now.
So that's cute. She named you the warden. So bouncing off that again, what goes on at home? So obviously you're not just a warden. You probably have fun sometimes together. You probably go to the amusement parks together. What's the balance between being, you know, strict, stern, and regimented, or just having, you know, regulations and respect, and then also having fun?
Well, it's tough. It is hard to balance sometimes, especially having the three at home now. There's just so much competition that goes on between them, and there's lots of extra schoolwork and all that takes place. I make sure that we do have lots of fun, but we follow a pretty strict schedule. You know, they get up, they make their beds, they take their vitamins, things are in line with what they do. They pack their own lunches, they get their own water. After school, they help. They know that they get their own laundry together once a week, and they wash it, and they dry it, and they fold it, and they put it away, and I inspect it. You know, just trying to teach them how to take care of themselves. I want them to be productive, successful adults in life and not entitled. You know, they have their plates, house rules. It's not mom's rules. This is what it takes for us to work together for the house. When groceries come, they help unload. They just have a part in everything. They work together and unload the dishwasher. The fun stuff we do, though, in the evenings, we go ride around our land on four-wheelers. We do watch TV, you know, movies together. We go to the beach. You know, we do fun things, but really, a lot of the schedule is not a ton of fun. We're just, you know, they're going to school, they're coming back, and we're trying to get prepared and get things done for the next day.
You're just teaching them good life skills, basically. Yeah. Now, we're missing one person, one key person in this whole equation, husband Joe, yeah. I think 30 years now.
Yeah.
So how do you keep all that romance going and also keep the house going and run a business as well?
Oh, well.
Let's keep it PG-13 now, Sabrina.
Oh, I will. It's definitely PG-13 when you've been together over 30 years.
That's awesome.
But he's my oldest child. Yeah, I take care of him too. But, I mean, we have a lot of fun. You know, we're friends, and we laugh, and we work together. And, you know, we're witty and sarcastic and make cracks on each other. We're always laughing. So that helps. Romance, you know, it is harder at times, especially having the additional kids. And we've got three dogs and three cats, and you know, we've got our sets of parents that are calling and tending to them too. But it's time away. Really, at this point and stage in our life, we do stay so into work mode and taking care of the kids and the house, and that we have to schedule time to get out of town.
Well, this seems like a great time to take a break. We're going to come right back and talk about immunity health. Folks, we'll be right back with Sabrina Cicere. Don't go away.
Nobody wants an aging family member who is unable to care for themselves to be home alone. Lake Center Home Care believes the best healing happens when you are most comfortable. The company provides exceptional personal care in the comfort and privacy of your own home. Whether you need skilled nursing, physical therapy, home health aides, or companion services, your loved ones will enjoy peace of mind knowing you're being taken care of and treated with respect and dignity. Lake Center Home Care is locally owned and managed with a team of highly qualified professionals who are passionate about taking care of their neighbors. Call 352-315-0050 or visit golchc.com to learn more about this amazing company.
Okay, welcome back to Healthy Living Podcast. We're still here with Sabrina Cicere. This has been so much fun. Now, I had the pleasure this weekend of going to your Immunity Health Wellness Center in the Villages for a treatment. And the first thing I have to say is you know how to hire people. They were so caring. I felt, everybody goes through things in life, and I've been feeling a little down lately. And I think I walked in on a Saturday morning, like I just got out of bed. I think I probably did. And the minute I opened that door, they embraced me, they hugged me, they were asking how I was doing. And then I had this IV treatment that brought me back to life. And I think I laid on one of those funky beds in the back. Can you describe, first of all, what I went through? And then we'll talk about some more of the treatments there at Immunity Health.
Okay. Well, first of all, thanks for recognizing the staff. That's really a huge importance, you know, for me, is the team, to have a culture of love. You know, a lot of people come in there that are scared and don't understand what we do. They've been given a diagnosis that's fearful to them. So that was a key point that I was looking for with hiring a team, is that the people walked in and they're not patients, they're clients to us, and that we first embrace them with love and support, and then tried to show them around to see what was going to help them reach their goals. So thank you for that. The bed that you were on, that everybody loves, the Vimy bed, it's vibroacoustic, electromagnetic, and infrared. So basically, just to sum it up so everybody understands, is it puts you in a parasympathetic state. So hours and hours worth of meditation, this does for you in an hour. We do all of our healing and recovery when our mind is turned off and we're in that parasympathetic state. So when you get on that Vimy bed, your body just heals and you relax, usually sleep better that night. Lots of great benefits to it.
It was a little weird, but I absolutely embraced it and loved it. And I was walking down the hallway with that IV in there. I was just like, okay, I'm at least going to be able to relax for an hour. And I really was able to. And everybody, again, was so caring, took my shoes, you know, gave me water, and I just had a great time. So I'm really curious as to, first of all, why Immunity Health? Why did you call it that? And secondly, give us an example of some more of the fabulous treatments that you have there.
Okay, Immunity birthed in 2020. So I wanted to do a wellness center for many years, but the time just wasn't right. I knew it was going to be coming, but I didn't know for sure when. I'm talking 20 years I've been thinking about a special place like this. And so during COVID, I just felt the strong urge. It was in June, a couple months before June, that me and my husband were talking about how much I needed the wellness center to open right away. I saw what was going on, and I thought it was going to be harmful, a lot of what was happening with people that were getting diagnosed with COVID, and I had some ideas for some things that could help them. You know, I've always believed that the body is wonderfully made, and if we give it the things that it needs, nutrients and support, it'll heal itself. So that's why we opened it up when we did, and then named it Immunity, because it was just the most perfect name. That word was getting thrown around. People were understanding it. All over the news, they're thinking, okay, I got to build my own immune system. So I felt like it was just a strong name that people would understand and get connected to.
Great. And then so give us an example of some of the other treatments that you have there, and also how the IV treatments there are different than from some of the other places.
Okay. The IV therapy is really most special to me there, because it's giving ourselves vitamins that we're not getting in food. Lots of people think that we're getting nutrients in food if they are eating organic. But no, you're getting clean food, pesticide-free, but it doesn't have any more nutrients in it than the bad stuff does. So we do need to all be supplementing. And another thing that I learned through the years is that your immune system actually decreases by about 40% when you put nutrients in it that are synthetic. So if they have preservatives in them, they're harming your immune system. If your vitamin C is sourced from corn, it's also harming your immune system. So everything that we give to our clients is preservative free. Our vitamin C is whole food based. It's sourced from cassava root or yam, and never from corn. And that just makes a huge difference. We're actually given things that the body uses. It's bioavailable. So it is boosting and improving their system, not causing any harm. So that's about the nutrients. Probably I'll talk about the Therolite.
Sure.
I love that machine. It's the highest grade red light therapy in the country right now. It has 45,000 red lights. It penetrates down deep into the skin. It came out, it used to be recognized decades ago, maybe even centuries, for skin, reducing fine lines, reducing collagen, and helping the aging look on the outward appearance. But they found out through using it that it was penetrating deep into the skin and causing cellular reversal of premature aging. So it produces ATP, energy inside the cell. It pulls radiation out of the body. It increases deep sleep. It reduces pain, inflammation. I could go on. The list could go on at all the things that it does.
Well, I was standing at the front and I picked up a pamphlet that said, increase your sexual health. And I thought, well, does she have a matchmaking service next door for me? But anyway, talk to us about, you know, why sexual health is so important and how Immunity Health can help with that process.
Okay, well, a lot of the things that I have brought into Immunity has been based off of my own interest. So as I kind of come across things hidden into my 50s, I've researched them and tried to figure out ways to slow it down or reverse it or help it. So just being totally transparent, it was when me and my husband started experiencing some changes, you know, with our anatomy, you know, and, you know, just the sexual experience wasn't the same that it was before. And we wanted optimal time in the bedroom. You know, everything that I had learned, well, there was no scientific backing why any part of a body on the male or the female should stop working just because we're aging. Nothing else does, you know, really. But society has come to accept, just like erectile dysfunction, it's just normal. They're accepting it and almost expecting it. And that's sad because it doesn't have to be that way. There's nothing that says it has to be that way. So I just started researching, reading, learning, and I found a treatment, the shockwave therapy. It was coined as Gaines Wave and Femi Wave, but it was the highest quality, the most positive results, no downtime. You know, just doing all my research, I found out that it had been around for a very long time and producing great results. So we brought that into Immunity almost a year ago and started offering those treatments for men and women and have had great results with it.
Ooh, well, we're going to stop right there. I'm getting a little hot under the collar. We'll take one more break and we'll be right back with Sabrina's History. Don't go anywhere.
Is pain or restricted range of motion keeping you on the sidelines? Get back in the game with expert orthopedic care from UF Health Medical Group Orthopedics. UF Health Medical Group Orthopedics provides robotic-assisted surgical joint repairs and replacements, post-operative care, and inpatient rehabilitation services, all close to home, right here in Lake and Sumter counties. And for those unexpected injuries, UF Health Medical Group Orthopedics offers convenient walk-in and same-day appointments. To learn more or to schedule an appointment with one of their specialists, call 352-323-5665.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. We're here with Sabrina Cicery. We have something in common. We are both only children.
Oh, wow.
And I'm pretty sure we have interesting relationships with our mothers. So, because you wrote the book, If It's Not One Thing, It's a Mother, I poured through it. It took me like 2 hours. I could not put it down. Very, very fun read. Right now, I'm going through something that a lot of people in the villages are going through, moving from another place to come here and take care of a parent. Now, I lived a free life, life of Riley, no kids, no husband, exactly what I wanted my entire life, and I was living high on the hog. And then my mom needed me. So I moved across the country, moved in with her, and have been taking care of her for a couple of years. And I'm not alone. A lot of people around here do that. Now, my question is, what advice would you give someone who has sort of picked up stakes, taking care of a parent, and kind of going through it alone or with maybe someone else? Those resentments come back. What advice, after reading your book and coming to terms with your own relationship with your mom, what advice would you give me and others going through the same thing?
Well, I think it's just true to take care of yourself. You can't lose sight of yourself when you're caring for others. I saw this for years ago when I was nursing. The caregivers, the one that are giving care, you watch them age before their eyes. They get blank looks out of their eyes. You know, it's very sad because they put somebody else first and they don't take care of themselves. We hear everybody say that, you know, you can't take care of others if you don't take care of yourself, but most of us never do it. But that's my biggest advice, is to keep your own identity and try to really keep a check of the guilt. You can take care of and share love and support your mother, and I plan to, you know, to help mine the rest of her life, but not with giving up my own life. You know, I'm not going to trade one life for the other, and that might sound selfish for some, but, you know, we've all worked hard and we've all sacrificed and done what we needed to do. I will help, and I think people should help and be there for their aging parents. They're definitely needed. Especially in this time with healthcare, you need to send a loved one into the hospital or anywhere. They need to have an advocate with them. But also make sure you're taking time for yourself. Still take trips away. Still go to dinner. Take days where you go to the spa. Come, you know, go to Immunity and get an IV and try to, you know, take care of yourself. You can't give everything, you know, even to your mother.
Do you have any specific tools to alleviate guilt at all? Have you, you know, done that for yourself, or just things, meditation, or, you know, anything specific that you think has helped you with your guilt?
Well, I mean, God has helped me a lot. My relationship with Him and understanding my limits. You know, I think I'm superhuman, and women especially, you know, they can do it all. They can be the best mom, the best daughter, the best wife. You know, we don't have to be. We're good enough just to be okay at any of that, or not even be great at one and great at, you know, we just have to accept ourselves for where we are. I continually push myself to be a better version of myself. But also, I think with the acceptance and understanding, my relationship with God, you know, helps tremendously, that I love myself for where I'm at, and I'll do what I can, but I'm not going to try to do more than I know that I can do. I can only do what I can do. When I feel like I'm ready to run to the closet and just hide my head, it's time to say no to a few things and take a break. And it's taken me a lot of years to get to the place where that's okay. But I just encourage women to be strong enough to actually say, I can't take that on, and I'm not ashamed that I can't do any more than this. This is good enough. Find somebody else to help.
Well, that is great advice, and I really appreciate you being here. So where can everyone get a hold of you at Immunity Health? Do you have a website?
Yes, I think it's going to be easiest if they can go to immunityhealth.com and just click on the info email, and then that'll send straight to me.
And where can we get your wonderful, fascinating book?
Amazon.
Oh, on Amazon. Okay.
It's hard sometimes, they're saying, to search up. If it's not one thing, it's a mother. But if they search up Sabrina Cicere, it pops right up.
Well, you can come back anytime. Next time, we're going to do happy hour. How's that? Happy hour with Sabrina and Gina. How does that sound?
Oh, we can get deep. Let's talk about want better sex with a few beers.
Okay, let's find me a man first. Anyway, that wraps up our very first edition of the Healthy Living Podcast. I'm Gina Horan. We'll see you next time.